This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm Sumitra Selvaraj, and with me in the studio today are Lim Soo Ann and Tisha Ik. On to our first story, which is all about Vox Pops.
Yes, if you've been a regular listener on BFM, you'll know that we love supplementing current affairs stories with insights from the person on the street. So, for example, if there was a hideous fuel price hike or a change in government policy when it came to things like pet licensing, for instance, it's often interesting to get the viewpoint of people who are truly impacted by that issue rather than only getting an academician or an expert's opinion.
And that is why we're always delighted to hear from our listeners. We solicit comments from Twitter, via WhatsApp, or phone calls, and then we add those snippets to our conversation so that we can get a more diverse look at the issue.
We often also look at collecting Vox Pops from around the office and smush them together. Is that a technical term?
Smush, of course.
Smush them together for a collection of voices weighing in on a topic too. And this has worked terribly well for us until an opinion article popped up in the Guardian newspaper questioning the validity of Vox Pops. How dare they?
Right, so before we get into that article, a quick dictionary run is required. So Vox Pop comes from the Latin phrase Vox Populi, or plural is spelled with an Populi, L-A-I, instead of the L-I, and that essentially means voice of the people. So it's self-explanatory as the definition, but in media circles, the shortened Vox Pop actually refers to a quick interview with members of the public where we get their opinion on a particular subject, and when it's filmed or recorded, Vox Pops are taken at the natural habitat of the public, so shopping mall, on the street, but never at a sidewalk cafe because it's just rude to interrupt people while they're eating.
Well, you're gonna get a different kind of Vox Pop.
So by nature, actually, Vox Pops are tight, so sometimes punchy, hopefully pithy, insights into a matter that is of public interest.
Yeah. But Catherine Bennett, who is a columnist at The Observer, writing in The Guardian, begs to differ. So she takes particular umbrage at the BBC utilising what she calls limited, quickly executed and entirely unscientific Vox Pops in its recent news coverage, most notable with regard to the Brexit drama. In fact, Bennett goes as far as to say that, and I'm quoting here, the elevation of the 5 or 6 person Vox Pop has lately become insistent enough to suggest a BBC policy directive rather than old-fashioned laziness, economy, contempt or desperation.
Bit harsh, madam.
Absolutely. Very strong words there.
Right. So, of course, what we have to do is quickly organise Vox Pops to be taken in the office on the subject of the validity of Vox Pops, right? So, so what we asked our colleagues was this. Do you feel that our internal BFM Vox Pops are a good indication of how the racket at large feels about issues?
I think to a certain extent we do represent a certain portion of the populace, but it's a very urban-centric opinion. But within the company itself, we are relatively diverse when it comes to the different opinions and personalities that we have. But it all is confined within a largely more urban-centric opinion or view. So does it really represent the entirety of the country? No, it doesn't, because the entirety of the country isn't urban.
Representative of the people, depending on the subject of what is being asked for the Vox Pop. I don't know. I don't think you can go in-depth with any topic using Vox Pops. I think it might serve as an entry point for a particular topic or subject to begin to talk about the issue, whatever that issue is.
I would say that the Vox Pops around BFM are not actually representative of the Malaysian community as a whole, mainly because, you know, there are so many people in Malaysia that, for example, don't speak English necessarily, people who don't necessarily prescribe to Western values, which I would argue most of the BFM office does. And also we are arguably mostly from sort of middle to upper middle class, section of Malaysia. And, I think most of us have had, formal education, things like that. So a lot of the qualifications BFMers have, you know, might not be representative of Malaysia as a whole. However, I think that Vox Pops are still useful because it's not really about necessarily getting the perspective of everyone in the world. You know, I think that's impossible. But it's about getting the perspective of more than just the people who are in the studio at the time. And I think that's always useful.
So why did we ask this question? Because to me, it's really important that we are aware that there is a wide range of views across the country, many of which we may not be privy to because of geographical or social divides. Mm-hmm. We're pretty clear on this, right? Our own Vox Pops are not meant to be a voice for all Malaysia. Mm-hmm. At best, they should be entertaining insights into a topic that offer a different dimension to consider, a different point of view.
Yes.
I feel that's what Catherine Bennett of The Observer and perhaps the Catherine Bennetts of the world couldn't reconcile. To her, the worry was that the Vox Pops on BBC programming gave an unbalanced view of national thinking. But how can it be when at best Vox Pops are nothing more than hurried samples of thought?
Yeah, I mean, in the very nature of a Vox Pops and, you know, for whoever is reading or listening should understand the limitations of or whatever insights are coming through. There is research, though, that suggests that when an audience listens to a Vox Pop, their own opinion may be swayed. A paper in the Journalism and Mass Communication Quarterly suggests that Vox Pop viewpoints have a substantial influence. The article's author drew the results from an experiment that tested the influence of Vox Pop characteristics on perceived public opinion and personal opinion. And more interesting was that the author found that Vox Pops that stated opinion were more influential than Vox Pops of personal testimony of how an issue would impact someone's life on a daily basis, perhaps, as opposed to how they viewed an issue sort of like objectively based on the facts of the situation.
Yeah, and I think what that study might point towards is that Vox Pops that have strength of conviction work a lot better than Vox Pops that are more storytelling style in nature.
Okay.
And if someone shares an opinion backed up by facts or perceived fact, it does sound a lot more believable than an anecdotal experience.
And yet, you can't expect everybody that is sampled or surveyed during a Vox Pop to have A, the time, or B, the knowledge. It's unfair to expect. However, I feel Vox Pops add an interesting dimension, an interesting facet to news stories. I find that especially when we do news stories of human interest, of public interest, yes, the BFM office is a little microcosm within itself, but it does offer insights into perhaps how different age groups would react to a particular issue.
Yeah, and I also think it's incumbent on those who are consuming the content, whether it's an article that you're reading or a radio show that you're listening to have a healthy skepticism of what you're hearing.
Absolutely.
Even if it is an expert, actually,
yes,
or Vox Pops from people on the street, to know which what are the different perspectives that they're coming from and to then judge the value of what these people are saying based on those platforms. You know, if we say, okay, we've got some Vox Pops here, you as a listener can then gauge for yourself, okay, how much do I want to take these people's opinions to influence my take on the issue?
I'd go one step further. It's also incumbent on the Vox Pop maker to be able to turn around and say that this is not indicative of a sample larger than what we have around the office. This is not what Malaysians think. This is what a small selection of office workers think.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what we mentioned earlier and what some of the people who we asked in the clip earlier said. This is just to give you an idea of the different perspectives that are around you, not necessarily that it's representative of all the people that are there, but at least that the listener has an idea that, you know, it's not just perhaps these two views that are always represented in the media. There are other people with a slightly different perspective, and maybe that's what you can build your own opinion and your own thoughts on.
Yeah.
An interesting point that Catherine Bennett made in the article that I had not shared here was the fact that the reason she took offence to Vox Pops as well was because she felt that Vox Pops don't give you the opportunity for cross-cutting. For example, when the BBC reporters hurry out to a mall and ask a mother or a father, you know, what do you think of this? It's just their opinion without the element of debate. And to her, there cannot be enlightenment or personal growth unless there is an element of debate. But I would say that that's the role of the expert and the broadcaster to be able to bring that facet into the discussion as well.
And that's what your broader discussion then is supposed to stimulate, whoever is listening or reading can then hear many different opinions and make their own decisions or perhaps seek more information on it. I mean, another interesting perspective of Vox Pops is how receptive are people in Malaysia to voicing out their opinions? I wonder. And Suan, I mean, you've had to do this before, right? Go around with a recorder and you've gone out of the office, perhaps, which is a more literal people on the streets kind of approach. How have people reacted to you?
It's a huge mix, but for example, so when I go to when it's on the road or in the cafes or the shops around here, I do find that a lot of people, they see someone from BFM, they see someone with a recording mic, they look away, and that kind of gives me an indication that okay, they're probably not the people that I want to approach because they probably don't want to share whatever it is that I will be asking of them. But then they are the kind of people who meet your eyes, and then you're like, okay, I can target that person.
I've got to admit, though, the reticence was a whole lot more apparent when I worked in television. You know, if we did Vox Pops on the street and people saw a television camera, I've had people run to cross the street to get away from us.
Because that's so different, isn't it? Because you can see their face, you can immediately identify, oh, I know that person. This is on radio, all you hear is the voice. So you can still kind of, you know, get away with things.
Absolutely.
The natural Malaysian reticence, I suppose, about putting yourself and your opinion up front is something that comes through when we try to do Vox Pops.
Yeah.
And that's why it's, in a sense, easier to get Vox Pops around the BFM office because all of us love talking.
For a living, yes.
But as we've heard, not necessarily representative of Malaysian society, of course. We acknowledge that.
Absolutely. Mm. And we're going to give our Vox Pop game a long, hard think here about how we could improve it. So you certainly can keep the conversation going by letting us know, do you like Vox Pops? Would you like to hear more of them? Would you like to hear less of them? Send us a tweet at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 01-878-9899, or you can call us at 03-7733-2900. We're going to catch our breath for a bit, but we will be back shortly with a second story on the Daily Digest, which is a bit of a toy story. So to take you to the break, here's Talk to Me by the 60-Foot Dolls.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.